magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, July 21st, 2015. Okay, for those of you yesterday that were tuned in for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends and had to do a double take and wondered if you were like Bill Murray experiencing Groundhog Day, yes, it was a repeat program from last week. As from Sunday night through last night, even some today, I was very sick. And so I re-aired last Monday's program as a fill-in. But today I have enough energy to share a few songs with you as I was spending some time in Luke, and I have two arrangements that tell stories from that gospel. But first, I have some prizes to give away. As on Sunday night, Wednesday, and Friday's co-host, Pastor Jason Schiffel, did an excellent job facilitating, teaching, and presenting the first in a series called Conversations Matter, Equipping Christians to Biblically Understand and Discuss Homosexuality and Biblical Marriage. We had a packed room, and I think everyone benefited by attending. In fact, the next Conversation Matters class is set for next month with the title Islam and Christianity. It'll be held at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. That's Sunday night, August 16th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. But Jason was at full strength. He preached with power on Sunday morning and followed with an excellent overview of this important topic, homosexuality and biblical marriage. In fact, so much so that I think in the next week or two, we'll have him share a lot of his research and the biblical answers to this important topic. So we'll see if maybe next week we'll devote 2 or 3 or 4 days to that topic. But as is the case when we have a radio event, Singing Men concert, or a special teaching, some people filled out Voice of Listener Radio surveys. And so we're going to pick out 3 prize winners. The first one, and they're going to get a copy of Ryan Dobson's To Die For, The Dangerous Truth About Following Christ. And that will go to Frank Puckett, married to Adzoa, and they live in Mahomet. So we'll get that sent off. And we'll also include a free appetizer coupon to the Texas Roadhouse. All right, the second one, the winner is Ruth Martin, and she's going to receive Dr. David Jeremiah's Agents of the Apocalypse, a riveting look at the key players of the end times. All right, and finally, the third winner that filled out Voice Listener Radio surveys at our Conversation Matters gathering on Sunday night will go to Rob Schaefer, married to Michelle. They live in Mahomet. And he's going to get a copy of Charles Stanley's Man of God, Leading Your Family by Allowing God to Lead You. Reading from Luke chapter 15, verses 11 and 12. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had 2 sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them." Oh, you know most of the rest of the story, but this song by Keith Green captures the whole prodigal son story from beginning to end with some powerful lyrics. And I think on our playlist, it's the 2nd longest in length, 12 minutes and 18 seconds. Here's Keith Green, The Prodigal Son Suite. Full days ride from home.
gonna leave anyway. Son, I've always tried my best for you, and if you must be leaving home, then go.
Just gotta love the message in that song. That was Keith Green, The Prodigal Son Suite, a powerful way to tell the whole prodigal son story as recounted in Luke chapter 15. Well, as mentioned, Sunday night through even this morning, I've been a bit sick, and so I spent some time in Luke. And so this next song called Watch the Lamb also tells a story as recounted in Luke chapter 23. And so let me read Luke 23, verses 26 through 27. As they led him away, they seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him, and made him carry it before Jesus. A large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him.
Walking on the road to Jerusalem, time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. So I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. And then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. For there will be so many in Jerusalem today. Must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away. And I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. And then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb. And when we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshipers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of angry men. Then I heard the crowd cry out, part I did not wish to play. Why upon this day were men condemned to die? Why were we standing here where soon they would pass by? I looked and said, even now they come. First one cried for mercy, the people gave him none. The second one was violent, he was arrogant and loud. I still can hear his angry voice screaming at the crowd. Then someone said, there's Jesus. Believe my eyes, a man so badly beaten, he barely looked alive. Blood poured from his body, from the forms upon his brow, running down the cross, falling to the ground. I watched him as he struggled. Watched him as he fell. The cross came down upon his back. The crowd began to yell. In that moment, I felt such agony. In that moment, I felt such loss. Until a Roman soldier grabbed my arm and screamed, "You! Tried to resist him, then his hand reached for his sword, and so I knelt and took the cross from the Lord. I placed it on my shoulder and started down the street. The blood that he'd been shedding was running down my cheek. They led us to Golgotha. They drove nails deep in his feet and hands. And yet upon the cross I heard him pray, Father, forgive them. Oh, never have I seen such love in any other eyes. Into thy hands I commit my spirit, he prayed, and then he died. I stood for what seemed like years. I've lost all sense of time, until I felt two tiny hands holding tight to mine. My children stood there weeping. I heard the oldest say, Father, please forgive us, Lamb ran away. Daddy, what have we seen here? There's so much that we don't understand. So I took them in my arms, and we turned and faced the cross. Then I said, dear children, watch the Lamb.
The power of music and these lyrics and the orchestration that can grab our heart and help us picture Scripture in maybe new and interesting ways. That was Watch the Lamb, and prior to that it was Keith Green's rendition of the Prodigal Son Suite, both recounted in this great book of Luke. And I hope these songs resonated a message in your heart and mind to equip you for this day so that you can go and be those ambassadors for Christ. Maybe something in these two songs tugged at your heart and you want to know a little more about having a relationship with God or following the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there are some great folks that can answer any questions you have about the Christian faith, starting a faith journey, having a relationship with God, what it means to have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.